was My Cassette Player by German Eurovision megastar Lena from her 2010 album of the same name. And it's safe to say that we now know the answer to her question, because the following year, the Oxford English Dictionary dropped the term cassette player from its concise edition. Like everything in pop, with the exception of the Beatles, the Stones and Rod Stewart's hair, the cassette had a limited lifespan. Indeed, by 2011, the writing had been on the wall for the format for several years. By then, the iTunes store was the go-to place for pop fans, and a growing number were enjoying the free streaming experience of recently launched Spotify. And you would think that by 2017, we might be fondly recalling the cassette in hazy, sun-kissed nostalgia, alongside Angel Delight, getting your photos back from the chemist, and being a member of the EU. But you'd be wrong. Last year, American hipster store Urban Outfitters started selling cassettes. Sure, they'd done well with vinyl, just like every other opportunistic retail outfit from Tesco's to Tiger, but cassettes? You've got to be kidding. But check online, and you'll find new releases by contemporary chart botherers Alt-J and The Weeknd, as well as classics by Bob Marley and Prince. And take a look at HMV's online store, and you'll discover that their classic hip-hop cassette selection of Public Enemy and NWA has all sold out. Sold out! To paraphrase Professor Griff, that's what time it is. Don't believe the hype. One thing that is available in HMV's small but perfectly formed virtual cassette aisle is the soundtrack to forthcoming movie Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Like the first film's soundtrack, it's being marketed as an old-school mixtape, complete with handwritten running order. Except for this time, it is actually being released on cassette. Find a girl, settle down. For listeners under 40, this isn't a mixtape in the sense of beats and rhymes brought to you by some fashionable bearded DJ, but the kind that listeners of a certain age will remember making for people they fancied at school. There's a thematic reason for this. In the first Guardians movie, Star-Lord Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt, is given a cassette by his mum, packed with her favourite tunes. So now you can pretend to be a Star-Lord and listen to ELO's Mr. Blue Sky or Sweet's Fox on the Run. Let's hope Peter Quill's Walkman holds up in space. A little closer to home, if not too close, if you ask some parents, is Netflix's current mega-hit 13 Reasons Why. Each episode features new revelations recorded on one of 13 cassettes.
Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why.
Much mileage is had from the vintage format, and leaving aside whether 13 Reasons Why glamorises self-harm and suicide, it does, without doubt, glamorise cassettes and the Sony Walkman. And incidentally, if you fancy recording your own stuff, a five-pack of C90s is now one of the best sellers on Amazon. So does all this mean that the cassette is back and here to stay? Well, Kanye West and Justin Bieber seem to think so. Or at least they briefly made their latest releases available on the format. And if you fancy the new Blondie, Charlatans or Father John Misty albums in a pocket-sized clam box, then you're in luck too. Me? Well, I think home taping is killing music, which is why I'm still buying vinyl.